The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. Your mighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place, with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, your teeth, the trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life. In stark contrast, if you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yeshua, you may mistakenly know as Jesus. To put this all in context, the Almighty has said, I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me. Today we're going to continue with the essence of my message regarding prayer, part 2. Overview. This broadcast continues to look at the essence of my message concerning prayer, and we'll look at a number of suggested prayers. We start by revisiting the most important prayer regarding judgment. We then look at deception and becoming a friend of Yah and drawing close to Him. We then look at a whole range of daily prayers by looking at what I pray. Then look at prayer for your business, if you have one, or your employer. Then prayer for your covenant relationship, your marriage, and for your ministry. The specific prayers for the kingdom of Yah and for those in partnership with you are then examined. Also for any ministry you're associated with. Look at prayers over food that Yah has miraculously provided, and then various other prayers. You then look at the pattern prayer given by Yeshua. Finally, we will examine the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm an IT project manager. I have over 29 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with Him on the 12th of March 1993 when He spoke to me audibly in a locked room and I knew for certain that He was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair which, when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess. And I chose to serve Him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator, and forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Mission Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email articles, websites, this radio program, physical books, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, SoundShare, and Twitter. What is this program? The creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website, www.endtimeissueministries.org, for more information. It's www.endtimeissueministries.org. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show in the top menu and podcast from the drop-down. The previous broadcast, or search on Google for, quote, Relationship with Creator Radio, unquote. It's relationshipwithcreatorradio.com is the website. We're going to continue with the article 2021-09-04, The Essence of My Message Regarding Prayer, to recap what I call the most important prayer. Prayer is judgment, relating to judgment. My opinion, if you were to faithfully serve Father to the end, the following the most important prayers that should be prayed regularly. The single most important prayer that one could pray, and the one prayer I would choose if I was limited to praying any one prayer for the rest of my life, is Father, judge me severely and correct me harshly that I may serve you more physically. I firmly believe that if you're sensitive to the resulting reading and have a munah faith, the Yah will not test you beyond what you can endure. You will learn much from this prayer and will stay on track with Father no matter what happens. Anytime something goes wrong, get on your knees before Father and ask him what you did wrong. Judgment can be an accident, illness, lost business, anything that causes you loss or suffering that may point to judgment. This relates specifically to your relationship with Father and your walk relative to the day of judgment. It does not address mistakes and suboptimal lifestyle. That is a completely separate issue. Folks, this is so important. There's a piece about getting close to Father, getting aligned with Father and doing his will. And there's a piece about how you live your life. There's a piece about ruling on earth with his spirit. And there, he expects you to exercise discretion. He expects you to make decisions. He expects you to live with the consequences of those decisions and own the consequences of those decisions. So, with everything that I'm talking about today on prayer, you must always accept that you need to exercise your judgment and your discretion. I want to talk about deception. Second prayer that I would pray, and that I pray regularly, is show me the level of my physical deception and how to correct it. Be prepared for much and possibly most of what you believe to be turned on its head when you first start praying that. If you're really serious about seeking truth, then pray, lead me into all truth by your spirit. Go on a 7 3-day fast at intervals of 7 days and constantly petition Yah to lead you into truth and correct your error. You're likely to experience dramatic changes. See the page and the main menu webpage is Seek Truth, and under that, Seek Truth, Not Error. Again, this relates to sin and judgment, not to bad decisions and mistakes. It's possible to be really close to Father and aligned with him and talk to him and learn a lot about him and his ways and his kingdom and still make bad decisions. If you don't get on your knees and say, Father, is this the right man or woman for me to marry? Father, is this the right job for me to take? And you just steam ahead believing that you're being led to make some really bad decisions. Things that can cause you major headaches for a long time. So really important to draw that distinction. We're talking here really in the prayers that I've just looked at in terms of how do you get as close to Father as possible? How do you get aligned with him as much as possible? Then the next point is to qualify. Become a friend of Yah. The highest rank in heaven is as a friend of Yah, and there's only been a limited number of such people in history. And this is available to every believer. This is what we were created for. You can pray, Father, I ask you to help me to become your friend, and whatever else comes to mind relative to becoming a friend. Folks, a friend is somebody who is aligned with Father's will, is praying Father's will, who Father is confiding in and confessing the problems that he's having with contest and things like that. It may sound really challenging, but it is absolutely there for every human being on the planet to become a friend. That is what we were created for, to become his friends, to share with him, to talk to him, to discuss with him, to help him in his creative endeavors, to make things that he enjoys making with us, whether it's baking a cake or cooking a pleasant meal or building a house or building a building or creating some new electronic device or whatever. Whatever your field is, he wants to help you to become the best in that field. And you don't have to be a friend for that to happen. But it is absolutely there for you to seek to become a friend if you're willing to pay the price in prayer and cleaning up your life and what have you. And if you don't want to go all the way, then still seek to become someone who's close to Father. The rewards in heaven for eternity are huge, folks. Then let's talk about drawing close to Father. Here's a few prayers you can pray. Help me to know you more nearly and see you more clearly day by day. Help me to bring you joy every day. Let me know your peace that passes all understanding. Let your joy be my strength. Let your love be shed abroad in my heart. Let me know your heart. It's one about knowing Yah's heart is a big one. Be prepared to feel Yah's anger, his grief, his joy, his sadness, etc. I've seen him weep with joy and with hurt. This is not a prayer to pray lightly. Once you've prayed this, expect it to be major constraints on the type of movies and TV programs and live theater programs you can watch, what you can read, people you can associate with, etc. As you draw closer to Yah, pray for him to touch you and fill you with his spirit more and more. Father, I ask you to pour out your spirit upon me and fill me with your spirit. I ask you to anoint me for the work you've called me to do. Folks, praying these prayers once is not sufficient. You should be praying them on a regular basis. I'll share with you in a few minutes a repertoire of prayers that I pray regularly. And I encourage you to pray them. I encourage you to pray the prayers that I've just given you on a regular basis. And if you pray them constantly, regularly, you will find that things in your life change. Depending on where you are in your relationship with Father, if you're a relatively young believer and you're moving strongly with him, you may find that you pray a prayer once and dramatic things happen. You've been walking with him for a long time. It may take a bit longer if you start praying things you haven't prayed before. So let's look at daily prayers, what I pray. Following the prayers I routinely pray, I commend them for your consideration. Father, we come to you and thank you for this day. We thank you for your chesed and your chen, your love, your loving kindness, your mercy, your grace, and your favor. We ask for wisdom and understanding in all that we do. Help us to draw closer to you. Help us to know you're willing to do it. Help us to hear your voice and be obedient. Teach me to quieten my spirit so I can hear your still small voice. Help us to qualify to sit on high thrones of Yeshua for eternity. Thank you that you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by the anointing that is upon Yeshua. So I use the word chesed for love and loving kindness, and chen for mercy, grace, favor. The reason for doing that is that the common English words, love and mercy, do not have the same rich connotation that the Hebrew words chesed and chen have. Furthermore, they both, love and mercy, also have some level of pagan connotation associated with them. So particularly when I'm praying or worshipping, I try and substitute chesed and chen for love and loving kindness and for mercy, grace, and favor. And I recommend that. There's some people who change a lot of their language. I personally don't think that that's necessary. What's necessary is just to change those words with a potential stumbling. Continuing with my prayers that that I pray, we pray. We thank you that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we can ask or imagine. Thank you that you are healer, our provider, our saviour, our deliverer, our counsellor, our comforter, and our friend. We thank you that your messengers, in other words, angels, encamp around us to protect us, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. That every tongue that rises against us in unrighteous judgment shall be refuted. We ask you to lead us into all truth by your Spirit. Show us the level of our present affliction. I ask you to judge me severely and correct me harshly that I may serve you more perfectly. We've got to that one before. With protection, prayers for protection, messengers in camp around us to protect us, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Really, really important. I had a situation many years ago when my car came around a bend that I was traveling a bit faster than I should have done. I was late to catch a plane in the mountainous terrain with mist and rain, and there was mud all over the road, and I lost control of the car. And it stood sideways off an embankment about 3 or 4 meters high, and I cried out to Father as the car left the road. And instead of tumbling sideways, rolling sideways down the embankment and into the forest, the messengers just gently took the corners of the car and held it and just lowered it gently onto the ground at the bottom of the embankment, and so gently that my diary and my pen that were open on the passenger seat remained in place. They weren't distorted, and I got out of the car, I was completely unhurt, completely unshaken, took my briefcase and climbed up onto the road, got a lift to the nearest police station, and they took me to the airport. I was going to see a senior person in government. So it's these things work, folks, but you need to pray for them. It's like it's being a believer and complaining about things going wrong in your life, and you're not praying to give Father the right to do things in your life. So continuing with my prayers, we ask you to bless us indeed, enlarge our territory and relationship with you, knowledge of you and your ways and your will and your kingdom, and the anointing of your Spirit and humility and emunah, faith, and harmony and health and in finance. Help us to wear your full armor, the belt of truth, the surefoot of shoes, the good news of peace, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of emunah, faith, the mantle of humility. Help us to wield your commandments as a sharp-toothed sword, dividing between truth and error. Help us to pray in the Spirit at all times throughout season. Notice that each element of the armor is an attitude and way of being. Seek truth at all times, etc. Pray also, teach me to walk in the armor and use it effectively. Folks, some very important prayers. The Bless Us Indeed is based on a prayer of Jabin in, I forget where it is, somewhere in the Old Testament. And it really just says, Father, bless us superabundantly. Lord, your territory. Help us to grow in the relationship with you. Help us to wear your full armor. So important, folks. You need to walk in truth. You need to walk in peace. You need to walk in salvation, righteousness. Emunah, faith. Again, emunah is a Hebrew word for faith. It's, I call it faith on steroids. It's more powerful than faith. And faith, again, has connotations that are not entirely divine. Humility, so important. If you've not read the final quest, by the joining, you need to read it. It's on the website if you have a look there. Otherwise, it's widely available on the internet. That's the final quest by the joiner, and the succeeding volume, The Call, also by the joiner, series of visions where he's taken up into heaven. So a note that pray in the Spirit at all times without ceasing as part of the armor is not a figure of speech. It is real possible, a real possibility. Ask Father to teach you. Please teach my Spirit to pray at all times without ceasing. Keep praying that, keep asking that, and if you are attuned, you may find that you actually hear your Spirit praying while you're doing other things. Regarding the sword of the Spirit, which is the commandments, the words of Yah, not the Bible, Father, help me to keep your commandments. Yah, the eternally self-existent, is one mighty one. You shall have no other mighty ones before him. That includes not worshipping Yeshua. Make no graven images. That includes the Bible and the cross. Do not take the name of Yah, the eternally self-existent, in vain. Includes not saying Yah for yes and not having a yahoo.com email address. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it set apart or holy. In addition to the Saturday Sabbath, this includes the other days set apart by Yah, Pesach or Passover, Shavuot or Pentecost, which is coming up quite soon, Yom Teruah, the Day of Trumpets, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, specifically the first and the last days. There's a thing about the Word of God. The Hebrews, the Jews, refer to the Ten Commandments as the Ten Words of Yah. That's what the Word of God is. It's the Ten Commandments. It's not the whole Bible. So those first four relate to our relationship with Father. The remainder relate to our relationship with the people around us. So number five, honor your father and your mother. This includes don't put them in old age homes. They should grow old in the bosom of their family. Do not commit murder. This includes not cursing. It includes no abortion. It includes the abolition of the death penalty. And it also includes not using abortive contraceptives. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. It includes taking tithes and offerings while teaching lies. It applies to just about every formal religious person on the planet. Not bear false witness includes teaching lies as Yah's doctrine, which applies to just about every religious person in the family. Do not covet or lust, which includes a lot of advertising. So the murder thing is so important, folks. Abortion is out. Even aborting a fertilized ovum before it implants in the uterus is murder. That is a living human being that, if it's aborted at that stage, if it's a child of a believer, will go to heaven. And the person who did it will be convicted of murder, and if they're a believer, they will spend time in hell being tormented for the murder. If you're not a believer, well, no. You're not going anywhere significant when you die anyway, so it doesn't matter what you do. And I'm not condoning abortion. What I'm saying is if you're a believer and you're distressed by abortion, which you should be, having a big fight with an unbeliever about abortion is a waste of time because they just don't see things the same way. Then pray for your business if you have one. Father, we thank you for name of business. We ask you to bless and prosper the business. We ask you for wisdom to get wealth. We ask you to help us to market and sell effectively. We may come to a place of abundant income where we can live comfortably with funds available for ministry, etc., as appropriate. So, folks, if you are a believer, you have a ministry. Whether you know it or not, whether you recognize it or not, whether you're doing anything about it or not, Father expects you as a believer to serve him. There is no such thing in Father's reckoning as the congregation or the sheep or whatever. Today, we have the sacrifice, the offering of Yeshua. We can all minister, and Father wants you to minister. Find out what it is. Be an evangelist, be a shepherd, be a spokesperson. Get on your knees and find out what Father wants you to do. He wants you to do something. And whatever it is, you need to do it. Even if it's to say, right, well, I'm a wealthy person and I'm going to support a ministry that's really serving Father and help them to do more. I don't know what your ministry is. All I can tell you is that if you're a believer, you have a ministry. You need to find out what it is. We pray for your employer, if you have one. Father, we thank you for the name of the business. I ask you to bless and prosper the business. I ask you for wisdom for the owners and managers to get well. I ask you to help me to be an effective employee and help the business to prosper so that we too may prosper. again, as appropriate, you pray in detail. Folks, none of these prayers are intended to be prescriptive. Most of them, quite a lot of thought and prayer and what have you has gone into them, so I think they're well worded and they're powerful. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't pray something completely different. Pray what's on your heart, pray what comes to mind. The thing about prayer is that it's a petition to Father in the court of heaven. So anything that you want to ask him, and I'm not talking about foolishness and presumptuousness and just plain outright stupidity. Anything that you realistically want to go to him and say, Father, I'm concerned about this or that, and I want you to help me, ask you to give me guidance. But then you must be willing to get on your knees and listen to the answer. I keep saying get on your knees. You don't have to get on your knees at all. But in my experience, you hear Father a lot better when you humble yourself and get on your knees than in any other position. Again, it may be different for you. It's whatever works for you. But the key thing is, don't just keep asking and nagging and begging and whining and binding and what have you. Go to Father and listen to his answers. When I've really made a point of listening closely, so often he comes up with things that I just wouldn't have thought of. Different ways of handling situations, etc. You may also ask you to tell things that are a bit uncomfortable, but be that as it may. So I really encourage you just to get close to Father and to him. Then prayer for your marital or covenant relationship, if you have one. Father, we thank you for our relationship. We ask you to bless and prosper our relationship. We ask you to help us to work together effectively in your service. We may qualify to sit together on high thrones with you for eternity, whatever your aspiration is. You don't have to aspire to sit on a high throne. It requires work and effort. It's the prize. It's the high prize. You can be satisfied being a good and faithful servant. You can be satisfied being a wise steward. But don't get less than that. You don't want to be a foolish virgin or an adulterous wife that both men or women. Then pray for your ministry. If you have one, as I said just now, you should have one. Father, we thank you for the name of the ministry. We ask you to bless and prosper the ministry. We ask you to guide us in the service of your people so we can make a dramatic difference in the earth, etc., as appropriate. So I think it's really important that if you're in a covenant relationship, i.e. marriage, that you pray together daily. For your relationship, for your business, whatever, for your ministry. Help you to draw closer to one another and position as you correctly with the force of the darkness as an entity that is worthy of consideration. I think it's really, really important to have a clear view of where you want to go at the end of your life. If you don't, you're just going to, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. If you've decided you want to sit on a high throne with the Alpha Eternity, the things you need to do, if you decided that's too high a mark for you, well, then you need to decide what you are willing to go for. Then some specific prayers for the kingdom of Yah. Father, we ask that you will help your servants to pave the way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium. With his enemies as his footstool, so that you can have many friends and many more committed believers. We ask you to raise up powerful servants who will initiate revivals all around the earth, that will last for the millennium and radically change things on the earth. Help us to make a dramatic difference in the earth. Folks, it's so easy to moan and complain about the state of the earth and the state of politics and this politician and that president and this war and that this and that. It's not going to fix anything. What's going to fix it is for you, if you're serious enough about making a difference, you get on your knees daily, several times a day, fast, pray, really focus on getting close to Father. and getting to a point where you are filled with His Spirit, you know His will, you're doing His will, you're able to heal people, you're able to raise the dead, you're able to speak on His behalf clearly and with conviction that He's speaking through you. And you need to go out there and touch the world. The world is hurting. If you get to what I've just described and you go out there, you will find people will come to you. People will pay attention to what you have to say. And that's what it's about, folks, is to make a difference. Anything else is a waste of time. Shouting and ranting and raving and complaining and having petitions and what have you is not going to get anything done. You need to turn to Father. You need to get close to Him. And if you do have a ministry or a business, some prayers for those in partnership with you. Father, we pray for those who are in partnership with us in the ministry or the business as appropriate. We ask you to bless and prosper them, protect them and help them to draw closer to you. Help them to help us achieve our goals and make a real difference on the earth. Again, folks, these are just suggestions. If you pray everything that I'm giving you today, you will almost certainly get real benefit from it. And that's it. It is entirely up to you to pray whatever else is appropriate to your life. See all these examples that I'm giving you as a point of departure. They're not the ultimate prayers we pray. Yes, they'll get results, and there are other prayers that may be appropriate to you. Just feel free to pray whatever seems appropriate, and just check it out that you're not getting into presumption or foolishness. And this is again where it's so important to hear Father, it's so important to go to Him and say, Father, is what I've just prayed, is that in order with you? Or I'm thinking of praying as follows, is that in order with you? Really, really get into partnership with Him. There are articles on the website about hearing from Father. It's not rocket science. The key thing to know is He wants to talk to you. He created you in order to talk to you. This nonsense about He stopped speaking and stuff like that is it really is nonsense. He wants to talk to you. He wants to engage in conversation with you. He wants you to ask Him questions that He can answer. In prayer for a ministry you're associated with, Father, we bring the name of the ministry before you and ask you to bless and prosper them. Particularly, we ask you to help them to reach as many people as possible and make this turning around sustainable. We ask you to bless and prosper those who've been touched by the ministry, protect them, help them to draw close to you, help them to know you're willing to do it, help them to hear your voice and be obedient. Raise up mighty warriors in your service who will initiate revivals around the earth. And so on and so forth. Pray for the minister or the... I don't like the word pastor. It's just such a... don't get me going on that one. For father's servants. Pray for father's servants. Whatever they are. Be they shepherds. Be they evangelists. Be they prophets. Ministries. And pray for them to come into all truth. Pray for them to be humbled where they're in error. Folks, it's not ugly to pray for somebody who's in error to be judged and corrected. Just don't do it when you're the one who's in error and they're actually in truth. There's a big piece about, Father, let your will be done in this situation. Father, I'm not sure what really is going on here. I ask you to judge. I ask you to exercise your discretion and ask Him all to be done. In prayers over food that has been provided by Father, if you're comfortably or financially and provision of food is routine, there's no need to pray over your food. Father, I thank you for this food and I ask you to sanctify it to my body and bless the hands that prepared it in the name of Yeshua. This idea of saying grace over meals is so entrenched in many people's thinking. I did it for decades. Prayed as I just said, Father, thank you for this food. Must be sanctified to our bodies. And this hands are prepared in the name of Yeshua. Amen. becomes rote, it loses all meaning. And eventually Father said to me one day, you know what, I really did nothing to give you that food. You've got the job, you worked hard, you got paid, you bought the food. There's really no need to thank me for the food. Thank me for the broader blessings that you have money for food, etc. But don't focus on the food. What's so special about the food relative to all the other things that I've blessed you with? So there's a big piece there about being grateful to Father for all the good that he's done in your life and thanking him for it and really just waking up to what he's doing for you. And as I say, I know situations. I know, heard of many years ago, a woman who was divorced, two small children, desperately struggling to survive, no money, no food. And she just got a revelation that Father was her provider. And she said, Father, I ask you to provide food for my family tonight. And she was very specific, and she asked each child what they wanted, and the son wanted, I forget now, but let's say it was a steak, and the daughter wanted fish, and she wanted something else. And half an hour, an hour later, there was a knock at the door, and there was somebody with the meals that they'd ordered. It can get that dramatic. In that case, by all means, pray for the food and thank Father for the food. Then a few other prayers. Father, yeah, I come to you in the name of Yeshua. I confess that I've sinned by listing any sin that comes to mind. I ask you to forgive me in the name of Yeshua. If possible, take the bread and wine of the covenant, in other words, communion, and then pray what I've just prayed there. You can also pray, I ask you to teach me your ways. I ask you to lead me that I may live a life that's pleasing to you. I ask that you may help me, that I may overcome to the end. I ask you to speak to me through people, books, magazines, newspapers, TV, radio, email, websites, in any other way that I'm able to hear you in order to come to a deep personal relationship with you. And again, the thing to realize, Father is constrained. He will do those things in the context of your relationship with him. He's not going to do those things in the context of your job, your ministry. You've got to go to him specifically and ask him. And if you don't ask him, you've got to figure it out yourself. And you've got to take responsibility for the consequences of not asking him. So important, folks. We are, as I've said several times, Father has said to me repeatedly over the years, James, you're not a glove puppet. In other words, I don't just control you and everything that you do. So you can pray prayers that you think are really powerful, like I ask you to guide me in every step of the way, in every possible way, every minute of every day. It's not going to happen, folks. You need to get on your knees and say, Father, I've got an important decision to make. What should I do? And he'll say, well, what about this? Have you thought about that? I think you should maybe do this. But he's going to leave it to you, because otherwise what are you going to get rewarded for on the day of judgment if he's just manipulated and controlled you through your life? Continuing prayers, speak to me through your emissaries, apostles and spokesmen and prophets and prophetesses. Send them across my path. Be prepared for unusual and sometimes difficult people who may easily offend you. I ask you to teach me to worship you deeply and draw close to you and be filled with and led by your spirit. Remember that you must always exercise your discretion and your will. I ask you to fill me to overflowing with your spirit to help me deal with all issues in my life that are standing between me and the full measure of anointing that you desire me to have. Father, I ask you to give me utterance and prayer to pray whatever it is you want into my life. So important. Folks, these are prayers that are particularly powerful when you're a relatively inexperienced young believer or somebody who's been a nominal believer for years and has suddenly got a revelation of the reality of Father and is now actively seeking to serve him. He's less likely to send you prophets across your path when you've been walking with him for 30 years and you're stuttering along and doing a pretty mediocre job of things. But if you do ask for strokes of men and women, or prophets and prophetesses, etc., frequently they are unusual people, strange mannerisms. They're very wrapped up often in their relationship with Father, a little bit out of touch with the world. Don't be offended and do what they tell you to do. I have been sent to so many people over the years, and you tell them black and they do white. It's just like they can't help it. They can't obey Father. And then the pattern prayer, a useful prayer for new believers and weak believers, as it covers so many issues. The example of pattern prayer attributed to Yeshua. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Father says that mature believers should not pray this regularly, as it is overused and most people do not really apply their minds to it because they've learned it by rote. But it's certainly an example of a useful prayer, and certainly worth praying at intervals, particularly if you're a young believer. And in closing for tonight, thank you for your chesed and your chen. This is in closing your prayer. Thank you for your chesed and your chen, your love, your loving kindness, your mercy, your grace, your favor. Amen. And amen means so be it, let it be done. We'll continue with this next week. There's still a lot of prayers that I want to share with you. So folks, the Lord's Prayer, as most people know it, the one I just attributed to, I just referred to as the pattern prayer. Very, very useful, very powerful prayer, but don't overdo it with all of the prayers. Do not come to a place where you're reciting the prayers and they don't mean anything to you anymore. Apply your intellect, engage, and pray with feeling, pray with engagement, pray with meaning, knowing that what you're praying means something to you, and that you desire it and that you believe that you will receive it. So in closing, I'd like to ask you, what is the state of your relationship with your mighty Creator? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to him. Do you talk to him constantly throughout the day and allow him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of him at all times? Do you worship him at every opportunity? Do you count him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose and you will be bitterly disappointed when you die. Folks, this is so, so important. Right way back in the beginning, Father, who's always existed, was lonely. He decided to create beings to be his friends. Beings that he could talk to, laugh with, do things together, invent things together. Everything that happened from then on, the creation of the universe, the solar system, our sun, our planet, the animals, the plants, you and me, was to one purpose only, to be his friend. So if you're not his friend, you are missing the point. You are missing the reason for your existence. It doesn't matter your race, your age, your level of education, your level of finances. He wants you to become his friend. He will meet you wherever you are if you will just go and meet him. Get on your knees and say, Father, I want to become your friend. Help me to get there. Some key documents and a video on the main menu of the website, a compendium of important articles, video, Why Seek Relationship, Miracle of Yeshua's Death, the Creator Desires a Deep Personal Relationship with You, 7 Components in Drawing Close to the Creator, Recommended Worship, the Creator's Name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, Where Will You Spend Eternity, The Essence of My Message to Christians, all of this available at www.endtimeissueministries.org, that's endtimeissueministries, one word, .org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in the series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show on the top menu and podcasts in the drop-down, and search on Google for quote Relationship with Creator Radio, unquote. Books constituting the compilation of most writings published since 1998 to May 2019 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page. You can download them as a set of PDFs. They're all formatted for printing, and you can send them into your local printer and get them printed and bound if you want to, or just read them on your computer. I publish regular email articles. Email me at james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list. That's james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list, or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, article keyword, cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. The Google search is particularly flexible and useful. There are many, many pages on that website. There's over 1,000 web pages and about 2,400 articles. Google search will help you to find what you're looking for. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org, and please email me to join the mailing list, also at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you're designed to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know. We can connect by Skype, Zoom, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week, when we will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. As I said a few minutes ago, he is not concerned about your race, your tribe, your nationality, your age, your wealth or lack of wealth, your education or lack of education, whether you're tall or short, whether you're pretty or ugly, depending on whose definition you're following. He's not concerned. He wants you to become his friend. And I really encourage you, after listening to this, just to get on your knees and say, Father, your James Robertson says, I can become your friend. I don't understand. I don't know how to get there. I ask you to help me. Do that. Email me, james@endtimeissueministries.org. You can go to the website, search on Google for End Time Issue Ministries. And drop me a line, and you can connect by email, Zoom, telephone, wherever, and I'll help you. Thanks so much. Good night.